Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Well, there you have it. We're talking being stingy and asking you who's the stingiest person that you know in your life. Well, overall, generosity and the urge to share are very positive traits. That's what I believe. But it can be difficult to balance our desire to spread positivity or prosperity with our goal to save money. And to help us, you know, strike that balance, we've got Gerald Mwandi-Ambira on the line. Gerald is an award-winning CFP professional. He's a speaker and author for Professional Financial Planning and Wealth Creation and Management. Hi, Gerald. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Nati. Good morning to the Radio 2000 family and the great one, and Lelo.
Morning.
Hey, this one is a tough one, Gerald. Hey, so apparently researchers discovered that people who are more generous and pro-social make more money than people who live solely for themselves. How true is this?
Look, I think it's true. If you look at all the major Abrahamic religions, Muslims, Jews, Christians, the basis of the faith is giving.
Yeah.
And giving is a principle. If you give, you tend to benefit more. So it doesn't matter whether you're a believer or not. But what you find is the most generous people, Bill and Melinda Gates, I saw an article this weekend, Jeff Bezos, he gave away 100 million to two people just for fun.
Jeez.
And it's giving attracts that law of attraction.
Yeah.
So I do believe that you do need to be a giver. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. As Leno said, there's being frugal and then there's being stingy. Being frugal is saying I work within a budget. And when I say I don't have money, it means I don't have money for you in my budget. Doesn't mean I don't have money. Whereas someone who's stingy is just someone who, you know, is selfish. And I think, you know, even in your frugality, you find a way to give. So Lelo is the kind of giver where unless it benefits him or he's seen to be doing something, he won't give. So he'll feed you because you want to say he fed me. But he won't give you because he can't see what you're doing with your money. Some people are like that. And then other givers, you know, just give to strangers. But I think it's important as Radio 2000 listeners to say when you give, you take a perspective on your financial standing that it's not as bad as it could be. There's someone worse off out there. It gives you a bit of a push and a lift, which allows you to release and actually work a little bit harder to attract more.
But also, giving is not just about money, right? We can give in other ways.
Definitely, you can give of your time. So, yes, it doesn't need to be financial. Giving of your time, giving of any of your resources, you know, giving someone a lift and not asking to be paid. Or when someone wants to pay you, saying, no, it's okay. You know, that all those are ways of giving. And it's a proven principle that the biggest givers are also the biggest people who tend to benefit. Mm. Oprah Winfrey gives like nobody's business. Bill Gates gives like nobody's business. Bezos gives like nobody's business. Steve Jobs, when he was around, they give. Philanthropy, they call it. Mm. And if you look at the man's hierarchy of needs by Maslow, at the top of the triangle, they call it self-actualization.
Mm.
And that's giving, you know. And actually, if you really want to succeed, you should actually turn that triangle upside down. Start by giving and see how it will transform your life.
So would you say then, what I'm hearing from you is that you're saying that a generous attitude will translate into professional, personal and financial success, right?
Definitely. It changes your energy. Remember, we are social beings and like attracts like. And it's just the principle. I'm not going to challenge it because I've seen it work time and time again. If you give, you tend to find that there's always ways the universe finds a way to give back to you.
Mm. And then what kind of advice would you have to somebody who's just a taker? You know, there's nothing worse than a taker or like a stingy person.
Look, I would say open your heart. Do it from a perspective of that there's someone worse off than you. And sometimes when someone comes for help, especially, it takes a lot of humility to humble yourself to ask for help.
Mm.
Give that person. So don't necessarily give like confetti and make it rain.
Yeah.
But when someone does come and ask you, make space in your heart to give because it can unlock something in the spirit for yourself.
It's so tough to turn away somebody in need. Okay, so what is the recommended balance? Because like you're saying, we can't just be throwing money around like it's confetti. So what's the balance that we need to strike between being generous and, you know, stingy when managing our personal finances?
I think within your personal budget, you know, if you look at it from a faith-based view, they usually say 1/10, 10%.
Yeah.
Anything between 5% and 10% of your monthly income, have it to give. And giving, you can start calling it Ubuntu or black tax, as long as you're giving. It doesn't matter if you're giving to family, to friends, or to strangers. But it is important to have that ability to say, I can give. It doesn't need to be much, but start training yourself to release those blessings so that you too can unlock opportunities and ideas, because your energy attracts like energy.
All right. Tlaku has a question for you, Gerald.
Gerald, you must also give some words of encouragement to Lelo. He feeds people. He's here.
Lelo,
and food is expensive.
Exactly. Food is expensive.
Food is a very nice way of giving. But also, I'll say, Lelo, join a gym and get vouchers, so that when you fed them 5 times, give them 1 voucher for a workout, because you don't want to be known to be promoting illnesses of the which they have to deal.
He's known for making people fat, this one.
Meanwhile, he's slender.
Thank you, Zoom. Thank you, Gerald. There we go. Strike that balance. Don't give away money like it's confetti, but maybe budget at least 5% of your money for giving.
Forgiving.
Forgive
and forget.
Forgive, but never forget. Never forget. The Morning Buzz on Radio 2000.co.za.